And I am here in studio with Allison Sullivan. She's a state rep for the 7th Plymouth District. That's East Bridgewater, Abington, and Whitman. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're up for re-election. How many years you've been in office now?
So it'll be 4 years.
Okay. And we've pretty much come out of the pandemic, and I know that there's a number of issues that you'd like to talk about for your re-election campaign. For people that don't know you, what would you want people to know about you? Who is Allison Sullivan?
So Allison Sullivan is a lifelong resident of Abington, the district, I would say. I'm recently married. My husband's
Congratulations.
Thank you.
He saw his picture. He's very handsome. I don't mean that in a sexist way. Just an observation.
He is very, very handsome. He's a detective in the city of Brockton. He's been there for several years. I won't give away his age. But we recently just got married. We live in Abington. We have a little puppy named Aria, German Shepherd. But what about me? I've been, like I said, the state rep for the last 4 years. Prior to that, I work in administration and finance for the state. Prior to that, I also worked as a victim advocate, both in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I also interned at the DA's office locally in Plymouth County. I also worked in immigration court as, an assistant to one of the immigration judges, listening to the different cases that we heard here in Boston. And I'm also a graduate of law school. I haven't taken the bar yet, but I'm looking forward to taking that.
Now, describe yourself politically. We always ask this when we do some of the political forums. Would you consider yourself a far-right Republican, a moderate Republican, a far-left Republican? I don't know what that would be, but how would you describe yourself politically?
So I am Republican. There's definitely some issues that I would say I'm more conservative about, but I consider myself a people person. I don't believe politics needs to always be about political parties, but more about people and the people we represent. So I recognize that, you know, being a representative of the 7th Plymouth District, I have, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and definitely people outside of the party. And I represent all of them. I'm a person that they can call, that they can count on, and reach out to if they ever need or have any questions for me and any stances that I've taken. Some of the legislation I voted on, some may consider me a far-right Republican. Other pieces of legislation, they might consider me more moderate Republican. I think it goes case-by-case basis.
You have been an outspoken advocate against domestic violence, about getting it out into the light, into the spotlight, and actually having the tools and resources that people who are survivors of domestic violence need. And I know, is this something you're going to be continuing with?
Yes. You know, like you saw the last 6 years, Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito have been really fighting the battle when it comes to protecting victims and survivors of both sexual assaults, domestic violence, and human trafficking, and also revenge porn. And so, unfortunately, those pieces of legislation did not get passed this term. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully continuing that fight. Like you said, I've been very passionate and outspoken in regards for victims and survivors of domestic violence. Being a survivor myself, I know firsthand what it is like to go through the criminal justice process, to feel like you're alone in the whole process, even though you have a lot of people around you saying they're there for you. So for me, it's important that that work continues, and I look forward to hopefully continuing that fight that the administration started so many years ago.
Over your last four years in office, what do you think the things that you got accomplished and that you want people to know about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a lot accomplished over the last 4 years. Unfortunately, with the pandemic, a lot of it came from the resources we brought back to the district, whether it was the ARPA funding, the CARES Act. We also fought tirelessly to bring the vaccines to the district when people are trying to get a vaccine, if they wanted to get a vaccine. We pushed against the mandates and avoiding people being forced to either get a vaccine or not, depending on employment reasons. We also got a lot of funding for the school districts. We got a lot of funding for our opioid crisis, substance abuse coalitions in the district. I believe we got over $60,000 the last 4 years. We also got funding for our roads, our school, and our bridges and our infrastructure, which is really good. And hopefully we're going to get more if the bond bill is passed as well.
And I know that this has been an ongoing issue with whatever office people are running for. You did touch on a little bit about opioids or drug abuse and also mental health issues, especially things that seem to just get amplified during the pandemic. And do you see this as continuing something to really work hard on?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we passed – the mental health, the big mental health bill this past session. And I think it definitely takes the steps forward that need to be taken, you know, the hotlines that were established, along with the ability to check wait times virtually at your home, in the comfort of your home if you're needing emergency services. I also think that we need to go a little bit further. You know, what we're going to see is the real impact on school-age children. We're already seeing mm-hmm. it now. And what a lot of the school districts are doing is partnering with their police departments and SROs to have a comfort dog become into play when it comes to school-age children. And they're seeing a very positive impact on that. I know Abington has Canine Harlow, and Harlow was well received from the moment they were able to obtain Harlow. And then also, I know Hanson has a comfort dog. Whitman's, I believe, working on it. East Bridgewater, I know, is working on it. And it's something that I think will have a very positive impact on these school-age children.
Don't forget Opry in Hingham, named after the Grand Old Opry.
Oh, nice.
Really, yes. Really, really cute.
See,
dog.
And, you know, I know Brockton has one. And it's something that people definitely look forward to, is having that comfort animal come into the schools. You know, kids are very vulnerable at this point in their lives. You know, they've been isolated for almost 2 years and told, you know, no hugging, no touching, you know, 6 feet. And I can't imagine being, you know, a second grader or a third grader trying to come back to normalcy when they really don't know what normalcy is, because mm-hmm. kindergarten and first grade were far from normal.
Oh, my goodness. Tell our listeners something that they might not know about you. Oh. Something like an unusual achievement or a hobby, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Flaming hula hoop, skateboard champ.
You know, I wish
you're
there
a good singer.
Yeah, no, definitely not. My husband will tell you that, even though I enjoy singing. I don't really know. I mean, I love to dance. A lot of people might not know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I just got married, and my husband and I, you know, little secret here, and anyone who's looking at getting married, we went to dance lessons. Even both of us are really good dancers. We did dance lessons for our first dance, just so we were, you know, not nervous and we knew how to coordinate with each other. I would definitely suggest that. And a lot of people don't know we did that. So
that's great. Oh, my goodness.
So any of those, you know, people out there that are looking or are going to be getting married, check out some dance studios and really practice your first dance.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, if people want to find out more about your candidacy, do you have a website or a Facebook page?
Yes,
they
we
can
do.
Go
we,
to.
We have a website, so it's RepAllisonSullivan.com, and then obviously my Facebook page is State Representative Allison Sullivan. We also have an Instagram page, and we have a Twitter. Twitter's not so much active as much as our Facebook and Instagram. I'm still working on, I guess that's another thing you might not know about me. I'm not you know, social media savvy when it comes to Twitter, but mm-hmm. I do understand how to work on Facebook and Instagram.
That sounds awesome. And again, this is Allison Sullivan. She's a Republican. She's the incumbent in the 7th Plymouth District. That's East Bridgewater, Abington, and Whitman. We'll pop this interview up online, too. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm Christine James.